Our psalm for today, Psalm 139, is one of our most beloved psalms. It is one of the psalms most frequently set to music or acted out in faith-based children's camp skits. It is a psalm that speaks of God's deep and enduring knowledge and love of our whole beings and our whole stories, where it boldly claims that God knows every part of us and that wherever we go, God will find us. It is the origin of the phrase fearfully and wonderfully made, which has been a heart text for those whose lives are often devalued. For example, this psalm is one of the heart texts of people of faith who advocate for full inclusion of LGBTQ people in the life of the church. We are grateful to have Hannah Barg sharing today what this particular psalm has meant to her as well. And she's even going to share one of her favorite versions of the It's Set to Music with us as well.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to start by playing the version of Psalm 139 that has been most meaningful to me in my life. And I invite you to lift up the spirits of people that are no longer with you as I play. That's going to be sort of the theme of my the story that I'm going to share. And I also invite you to reflect silently on the hurt and pain and change that's happening in the world right now. Lord, you have searched me, and you know me, and you know me. You know when I sit, when I rise, go out, lie down, before I say a word, you know it. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the night will turn to night. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, and the light will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. And if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light will turn to night. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, and the night will shine like a day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Know all my days before they came to be. I praise you because I am fearfully, wonderfully made. And if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the night will turn to night. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, and the light will Shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. How precious to me are your thoughts, oh God. How vast they are, like the grains of sand. How precious to me are your thoughts, oh God. How vast they are, like the grains of sand. How precious to me are your thoughts, oh God. All right, and now I'm going to share my story that goes along with Psalm 139. Ever since I was little, the first part of Psalm 139 has spoken to me. When I was younger, I easily memorized the verses in Sunday school. I liked the idea that God knew me and formed me with purpose, that there was nothing I could do to disappoint or surprise God, because God already knew my every action and word before it came to be. As I grew older, this began to frighten and upset me. Thinking of myself as predestined made me feel small, insignificant, and unoriginal. The comfort of being known was not there without at least the illusion of free will. And then there was my brother, whose presence in my life changed everything. Aaron was born 3 years before me with a genetic condition called trisomy 13. Similar to Down syndrome, also known as trisomy 21, people with trisomy 13 have three chromosomes on their 13th pair. I remember looking at my brother's karyotype, the picture of his chromosomes, and seeing the extra little piece on the 13th pair. This is Aaron's special chromosome, my mom told me. And it's true, he was special. Aaron was one of the most deeply caring people I have ever known. Without words, hand gestures, or eye contact to communicate, Aaron relied on the feeling in a room to speak to others and expressed himself through pure, innocent, and unfiltered joy. Aaron had a knack for finding hurting, grieving, and lonely people and wheeling right up to them. He would simply extend his arms and smile to announce his presence or gently tap you from behind with his front wheels. He knew how to comfort someone in ways that are often lost to the speaking, able-bodied community. As a chatty, outgoing, and bossy child, Aaron taught me how to slow down, listen, and empathize with others. Sometimes, simply being there speaks louder than any words of encouragement or comfort could. Don't get me wrong, Aaron could be loud. If he was hungry or uncomfortable or bored, he knew how to express those things with vocal sounds. He had a voice and he knew how to use it. But he also knew how to be in the present moment and communicate on a different, deeper wavelength. My brother and I's wavelength was music. Even though Aaron was deaf, he could feel the vibration of a church organ and loved listening to the brass section play on special holidays. Aaron and I talked to each other using the language of piano. He would sit by my side for as long as I was willing to play, content, pondering, and happy. Still today, whenever I play music, it brings me back to my childhood living room, sitting by my brother. I play a new instrument now, but I still feel Aaron's presence with me when strumming the chords on the guitar. The summer after Aaron's death, amidst the sadness and anguish I felt, I spent 6 weeks working at a summer camp in northern Michigan, where I had once been a camper. It was here, surrounded by a community of supporting and loving peers, that I began to work through my grief. For me, dealing with the death of a loved one is a continuous, unpredictable, and non-linear process. I found myself trying to move past my grief too fast, yearning for the time when I would eventually be able to look back at Aaron's life with joy. That summer, my friend Monica Latham wrote the song I played earlier, inspired by the words of Psalm 139. This song helped ground and comfort me during a scary and uncertain time. It is as if this psalm was written about my brother. Many people in my life have felt pity for me because of Aaron, or believed that his earthly body was broken or imperfect in some way. But in Psalm 139, I am reminded of the Creator's intention and purpose in bringing Aaron into the world, that he was deeply known by God, by me, and by my family is a precious gift. Aaron blessed my family with 18 wonderful years, 18 more years than the doctors believed he would live. Every year Aaron was with us was a celebration of life. And now, 10 years after his passing, I continue to remember and celebrate him through playing music and sharing his story with my community. Thank you all for being a part of my story and for listening to and holding Aaron's story with me now. I really appreciate my RMC community and everything that you all have become to me over this past year. And I feel so grateful that I can share this part of my life with you and feel closer to you during this time that we're sharing virtual worship together. Thank you.
Hannah, thank you so much for sharing. Would you join me in prayer? Gracious and awesome God, we are so awed by Hannah's story, by her testimony to Aaron's life, by the love he brought to her and her mom and dad and to their community. We are so grateful that Hannah would share it with us today. And we lift Aaron up to you and lift her and her parents up to you and all of us who may have similar stories of loved ones who have gone on. And we're grateful that you bring us scripture that reminds us about the awesomeness of every single life that comes across this world. Amen.